Welcome to the first episode of the Hallyu Wave. This is your host, Zippy, here. And before we talk about who I am, let me first introduce you, if you don't already know, to the concept of the Hallyu Wave. Essentially, the Hallyu Wave just means the Korean Wave, and it's a term coined by a journalist in China basically to describe the vast expansion of Korean culture into their culture and other countries' culture over the last better part of two going on three decades. Most recently, it's been pretty worldwide with the advancement of K-pop and K-dramas. However, it started more, I wouldn't say innocently, but it started more simply with just the development of Korean movies and kind of the fandom there. The biggest point for me personally that I'm aware of, specifically with Japan, because my initial interest has been Japanese culture and still a big fan of all that, was with the dramas, K-dramas, becoming really big in Japan, as well as BoA herself, who is a huge Korean artist, going over to Japan, living there for a while, and basically being trained to target the Japanese audience. And those are just kind of some of the examples, but we'll get into all of that, of course, on a weekly basis. But for now, let's go back to who I am. Hi, my name is Zippy, and I am a fan of K-pop especially, and getting into K-dramas, and definitely a fan of Korean movies too, just kind of off and on with the movies. Much more heavy dedication towards K-pop, and that's what will take up most of my devotion at the beginning of this show. I first got introduced before K-pop, again, to Japanese music and Japanese culture, and specifically anime, back in the early aughts, the early 2000s, thanks to my brother, introduced me to Spirited Away, Miyazaki, got into anime. I've been a huge fan of music all my life, so didn't take too many shows before I was like, wow, I'm actually, you know, I don't understand the language, but I'm really loving some of these opening and ending tracks. I went from there, started hosting my own radio show, which I still do, called Tokyo Tower Weekly on WAWL.org, which is a local college station for us. And then just a couple years ago, maybe going on three now, some friends of mine from a local anime club just started talking about this passion of theirs, which was for K-pop. And I was introduced specifically to G-Dragon with Heartbreaker, as well as a lot of music from the Wonder Girls. And even very early on, before I knew too much about the Wonder Girls, I was very fortunate to be able to see them in Atlanta in what I will imagine will be one of the rare performances for a K-pop artist at that in that city. Here in the South, we don't get a whole lot of K-pop especially. It tends to go to New York and LA. But anyways, that helped further hook me into this culture. And also saw TPM. They opened. And really, it's just taken off from there. Pretty much anything I do, I feel like I do just running. Like, once I find out, you know, it's just head first into it. And K-pop especially really drew me. And it was strange in a lot of ways, because for Japanese music, I've always preferred kind of the J-rock. I do listen to some of the J-pop, but it was much more rooted into J-rock. But now I kind of gradually got into pop, specifically starting with some of the more edgier, might be a debatable term, but some of the more kind of rocking boy groups. Like Beast really did it for me, and even with Heartbreaker, I feel that while it's certainly a pop song, just the opening rap really was just like, wow. I mean, G-Dragon just kind of blew me away, and kind of from there, I've definitely gotten into some of the softer sides. I enjoy 2AM, for instance. They're predominantly known for their ballads. Still not my favorite. I prefer to listen to kind of the more upbeat songs. Most recently, Wonder Girls Like This, FX's Electric Shock, songs of that nature. But again, I'm trying to be a broad connoisseur and get into as much of this music as possible. And this podcast will not only serve as a reason for me to do that, but as an outlet for me to voice my thoughts on K-pop and share them with you. Of course, I hope as well that over the time as you listen and hopefully enjoy the show, that you will also be interested in participating in your own way. We'll have feedback that you can provide, whether it's on a Facebook page, Twitter. Of course, we'd love to have fan mail, any kind of emails you'd like to say. You know, it can be hate mail. Maybe you don't like what I say. That's fine. Just feel free to explain why, and we'll totally read it on air. Also, we'll set it up so that we can accept audio files so that you can send in, you know, your voice so we can hear you and put it right in here. So that would be great. But for now, it's just kind of starting out. I've done some work with podcasts before. Turned my radio show into a podcast briefly, and that seemed to go well. So I think that this should be a fun thing that we're doing here, and I hope to bring in, again, a lot of voices. So we're going to try out kind of cycling through some co-hosts, specifically probably some friends of mine, and just have them join me, if nothing, so that we can get different voices, different opinions from week to week. Also, eventually, I'd love to do interviews. And while it'll be, of course, tough to do interviews with the artist, and even more difficult because this is a podcast, so unless we do it NPR style, where you kind of subdue their voice and put the narration over it for the translation, then, you know, that might not work. But there's still a lot of others that we can interview, including other fans. There are a lot of remix artists in the community. I have some friends that live in Korea right now, so I can kind of get their perspective too. And just, again, draw from a lot of different people who, in one way or another, are interacting or affected by the Hallyu Wave. So that's pretty much it, and I hope you stay tuned for more episodes. We will be releasing weekly. Prefer to release the show every Tuesday, record on Sunday, will be my hope. So we will start with that and see where that takes us. So thanks for tuning in to this initial episode, and see you next week.